Good morning. Well, I'm here to talk about day camp. It was so much fun, and we are so glad that we had tons of people show up, tons of kids, and that they showed up every day. 2017 was phenomenal. That was my second year of doing it, so I kind of knew what I was expecting, and so woohoo! I'm so excited. We had three wonderful staff that came from Heartland, and I mean, when you talk about wonderful college kids, I mean, they take their summers out to go spend time and share God with young kids, and how amazing is that? They are fun, they are energetic, and they amaze me. I think Laura gave them some coffee cups, so I don't think they'll ever forget Fort Scott Presbyterian. So that's the good thing about that. We did have one guy, Tyler, and he was returning, so a lot of the kids knew him from last year, so that was really awesome. So we had 31 kids show up from kindergarten through sixth grade. So that's a lot of kids. And not just only our church kids, but churches from, or kids from different towns, kids from the community, which I think is so awesome. We really need to wrap our arms around everybody. And so I'm glad that they can come and they can make friendships here, and then hopefully they'll continue to stay friends. So what they did, the Heartland Camp counselors, what they did, they played games with them. They had tons of activities. They did archery. They had crafts. They had water time. And then the best part, would you guys agree? Snack time. Okay. No? Okay. They had other things. So hopefully you'll get to hear some other things that they enjoyed. So we love our kindergartners through our sixth graders. We love that. But we were really excited this year to add something new. And so we added a preschool program because we were tired of our little bitty kids missing out. So we had 9 kids that showed up every single day, including on Friday. They showed up. They were very active. They did crafts. They played games. They had water time as well. They did not feel left out at all. And it was just so awesome seeing these young kids. I mean, they're little. They're 4 years old. The first day they come in, they don't know anyone. They don't have any friends. And by the end of the day, they're doing awesome. They're playing. Actually, by 9:30, they were doing great. And then by Friday, they're like running. They're like running past their parents down the stairs to get down to their classroom. So that was so awesome to add that this year to day camp. I don't want to forget my volunteers. My volunteers, I love them so much. I have tons of volunteers, and I'm not going to name any by name because I don't want to miss a single person, but we had tons of adult counselors. They were awesome. They went with the kids, the kindergartners through sixth grade. They went with them all day long. They were involved in the activities. They just helped our kids so much, and if anyone had a problem, they were there. We also had teen counselors. Love our teen counselors, and I'm excited because I had a couple of them come up from the sixth graders that are going into sixth grade this year, and they said, next year, can we be teen counselors? And that's huge. That is such a blessing that they saw those teen counselors and that they want to do something like that in the future. We had 4 to 5 preschool volunteers. Okay, so 4 to 5 adults and 9 kids. Can you imagine? That's how busy they are, and I want their energy. So I had tons of help there. We had a girl that was in the preschool, or that was in the nursery that she helped, but she would go in with preschool as well, too. Any of my other helpers, from anyone at the front desk to preparing snacks, to donating snacks, to helping me find people, just helping me, to doing lunches. We had 3 different families that provided lunches for about 50 people. They fed all the kids, they fed the staff, they fed all the helpers. And that is huge. And I just really thank people for stepping up and doing that because that takes a lot of preparation. It takes money. It takes time. And just to do that, I dearly appreciate that. So thank you so much. Then We had people that provided dinners for the counselors after their whole day here. So they were probably hot and hungry. So we had people provide dinners, and then they let them use their showers. They welcomed them in their homes, and that was very good too, that our congregation can let people come in and use their bathrooms. And so I want to thank you guys for that as well too. Wednesday night, we had a youth group swim party out at the Campbell's house, and it was a lot of fun. We had food. It was great social time, and I just want to thank them for allowing us to do that. And then we got our teen helpers to come out, and they got to play a little bit and have fun. Thursday night, we had a family night. We had a pizza party here at the church, and we performed what we did for you guys for their parents. And that was so much fun. And there were a lot more kids, but that's okay. We don't care about numbers, do we? We don't care about numbers. So if you helped me out in any way this week, anyway, I would like you to stand up, because I want all these kids to stand up, and I want them to turn around, and I want them to look at you. So we're going to have anyone that helped me in any way provide lunches, do dinners, anything, please stand up and help, and we'll recognize you. So thank you so much for giving to our church, and for giving these kids an opportunity to learn about God. Thank you. Jane?
So prior to this week, and we actually had preschool in the room that I was in all the way up, because Brecken's going into the first grade, so we had kind of a little range. What happened? Okay. Prior to this week, my daughter-in-law, Kayla, has taught kindergarten, and I always told her that that's what I wanted to do someday after I grow up. Okay. They're a lot different than high school students. There is a lot of energy in that room, let me tell you. Alicia and I were walking along the last day, and you want to know who you should thank. It's Alicia. She orchestrated this whole thing, and then she was tireless this week, because not only was she here 9 to 5, yes, I said 9 to 5, she was cutting hair before and after, and she did CrossFit too this week. Okay, so Alicia deserves a great big round of applause. You know, it's not hard at all to see God's love in the face of these little guys. One of the first days we had a little boy, he was not able to be here this week, but he really, I don't think he knew anybody. And so he came in and he was crying, and he did not, as a matter of fact, the first day he came in and his mom gave up and left with him. So that's how scared he was to stay. Finally, he stayed the second day, but he was reluctant. Well, Mr. Drayden walked right up to him, put his arm on his shoulder and said, "Don't worry, you're gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna be friends," and took him and said, "Do you want to go with me?" Well, that same little boy, then Thursday, I think it was Thursday. I can't remember what day it was. Kayla, it was Thursday. Thank you, Drayden. He said, "It's okay, I'll be friends," if you couldn't hear him. So Kayla came to see Brecken one of those times, and she had Landry. And Landry was kind of putting together a puzzle. And so the little boy that Drayden had talked to, he went over to Landry. So they learned from each other, you know, what it is to show love. And they were so good at it. I got tons of love. I came home one day and Craig said, "You have marker all over you. Why is that?" And I said, "Because they were silent while they were doing it." That's good. We had some really amazing youth counselors. The girls in our room, they did everything from, like Alicia said, they were in the nursery, you know, with babies if we had a baby. And then they would fill in with our kids. And they were so unselfish, you know, they probably can't count the number of pushes they gave on a swing, the number of times they saved some kid from doing a nosedive off the top of that swing set, which had me in a pretty good panic all day. They were really amazing in their maturity and their unselfishness, because they were doing something for long 8-hour days that they didn't get paid to do, whereas their friends were probably out, you know, earning minimum wage somewhere. These kids were just unselfishly volunteering to be with all of us at day camp. It was an amazing experience. It was so much fun. I still do think Kayla's job was fun. I just have a lot more respect than I ever did before for what it takes to come up with enough activities to keep these guys engaged. But great experience. It was a wonderful experience. I personally won't ever forget it.
So, like what Alicia and Jane says, that this week the kids were just outstanding. So, like, when I was helping the kids, we would always have like a little activity that we do. And so, the last day, it would have been Friday. Me, my group, we did this little card about this big. And so we had to write one nice thing that we thought of the group on that card, like each and every one of group members. And so I had like a lot of nice things. I was just like kind of blown out of my socks. But really, the kids were just inspiring. We didn't have any words to say at the end of the day. Like, I was just like, I might need a little bit more time at the camp to get to know these kids a lot better. Like, they were just so fun and all. So, but I had several kids I'm not gonna name that were just really nice, that would always make me laugh at some point. But so we had some games. Sometimes we would play Gaga Ball. We played Foursquare in the Air. We had like a slip and slide kickball game, all that stuff throughout the week. But I really wish that I could come back and have more fun with these kids.
This week, I just had a blast with the group I had, and I was just surprised that all these kids that were in my group, I'm surprised they made me feel glad. And so I'm just really glad that I got to meet the kids in my group, and that I got to have a great time, make new friends, play a bunch of games with them, do a bunch of stuff. They just made me all glad. I'm just surprised that they had a blast, I had a blast. And I thought we were gonna turn out like slow and then get like great, but we actually started out fine, which I was really surprised. And I'm just really happy that some of the people in my group are actually here. I'm really surprised they came to see us do this, and I'm just really glad that they get to have a great time.
I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story. I don't see Denise here today, but this is for you, Denise. All of you know Denise, and she was a counselor alongside the Heartland staff, Burke, Aiden, myself, Alicia, and Laura. She led the morning watch a couple times this week, and for those of you who don't know what that is, it's essentially a time to read the Bible and pray with one another, reflect on passages, write in prayer journals, and spend group time with each other and God. The morning watch she led on Thursday morning really stuck with me. She told the story of when she first felt God, when she first felt the Spirit, when she knew 100% that it was him. If you want to hear more details, I'm sure that she'd probably be willing to retell it again, but I don't have time for that. What I would like to point out from her story is that it made me think, have I ever felt the Spirit? Well, no, I don't think truly I have. After Denise was done with her story, she asked some kids to write in their prayer journals about their experiences feeling Spirit. I turned from Denise and I looked at all the kids' faces. Some of them looked worried, concerned, and insecure. So I raised my hand and here's what I said. And keep in mind, they were standing right there. I was in the back row with Burke and Aiden, and she was right there, and they just kind of looked a little worried about this. And I said, guys, I just want to let you know that it hasn't happened to me yet. I was baptized August of 2013, right here by Jared. I've been confirmed twice. I've been to countless vacation Bible schools and church camp, as well as been a counselor for a total of 2 summers and counting. And all I can tell you is to keep going to church and reading your Bible. When I was finished, I saw a slight look of relief on all their faces. So I knew that had to help them somehow because it helped me. It got me thinking. I've been baptized. I've been confirmed. I've took part in countless church events. I even go to a Christian school. And recently in April, I lost a close friend of mine. You would think I would have felt something, a comforting sense of relief, a feeling that is unwavering, a hand on my shoulder, a feeling that would carry me through the tough times. I would even say I doubted God for a bit there. I mean, why would he take my 13-year-old close friend of mine that I've known forever? But I always say to myself, everything happens for a reason. So I know that God taking John to join him in heaven is a part of his plan. And the same thing for me, not feeling God. Some of you probably haven't felt him yet, and that's okay, because I have faith, and I will believe, and I believe it will happen to me and all of you. And I got a little bit off topic there, but that's kind of where I felt God this week, right here in this front pew. It was a really good week for all these kids and for myself. I've been to Heartland, actually, in Kansas City, and that was a great time, too. I went to horse camp with Natalie and Addie. And I felt a lot there. I'm not sure if it was the Spirit or just the feeling of family and togetherness, but I did feel something there. And so to put a wrap on this, I didn't necessarily feel God or see him, but I saw him at work in a way. Seeing all these kids happy and ready each morning to come to camp, spend time in the heat, read his word, and listen to people talk about his word, there has to be some unearthly something going on. And it is a wonderful thing to be a part of. I'm more than happy that I'm able to be a part of these kids' lives and their walk with God.